University of Cambridge International Examinations. International General Certificate of Secondary Education. June Examination Session, 2012. English as a Second Language. Extended Tier. Listening Comprehension. Welcome to the exam. In a moment, your teacher is going to give out the question papers. When you get your paper, fill in your name, centre number and candidate number on the front page. Do not talk to anyone during the test. If you would like the recording to be louder or quieter, tell your teacher now. The recording will not be stopped while you are doing the test. Teacher, please give out the question papers, and when all the candidates are ready to start the test, please turn the recording back on. Now you are all ready, here is the test. Look at questions 1 to 6. For each question, you will hear the situation described as it is on your exam paper. You will hear each item twice. Questions 1 to 6. For questions 1 to 6, you will hear a series of short sentences. Answer each question on the line provided. Your answer should be as brief as possible. You will hear each item twice. Question 1. How should passengers reach their destinations quickly?
The next southbound underground train has been cancelled. Please wait for further announcements. Or you can travel by a different route if your journey is urgent. Thank you. The next southbound underground train has been cancelled. Please wait for further announcements. Or you can travel by a different route if your journey is urgent. Thank you.
Question 2. At what time must Menaka leave school and why?
Menaka, don't forget your dental appointment is after school today at 4:30.
But I have computer club after school.
That's fine, Menaka. Make sure you leave at 4:20. It's a 10-minute walk to the dentist. Take your watch with you, please. I will meet you there. Menaka, don't forget your dental appointment is after school today at 4:30.
But I have computer club after school.
That's fine, Menaka. Make sure you leave at 4:20. It's a 10-minute walk to the dentist. Take your watch with you, please. I will meet you there.
Question 3. What must Thomas do before he and Janneke can play squash? Give 2 details.
Thomas, will you teach me to play squash, please? I've got my own racket now.
OK, Janneke, I'll book a squash court for us. But I need to buy you a special ball for beginners.
Thank you. I'll look forward to that. Thomas, will you teach me to play squash, please? I've got my own racket now.
OK, Janneke, I'll book a squash court for us. But I need to buy you a special ball for beginners.
Thank you. I'll look forward to that.
Question 4. What will the friends receive for their £4 fee? Give 2 details.
Hey, Mohsin. Would you like to come canoeing with me?
I've always wanted to learn to canoe. But where can we do that?
In the open-air pool every Tuesday evening. They have instructors there, and it only costs £4 each per session, including canoe hire and tuition. Hey, Mohsin, would you like to come canoeing with me?
I've always wanted to learn to canoe, but where can we do that?
In the open-air pool every Tuesday evening. They have instructors there, and it only costs £4 each per session, including canoe hire and tuition.
Question 5. Give two details of the offer which Lynn hopes to use.
Hello, everyone. Lynn here. It's my birthday tomorrow, and I'm going to book a table for 12 of us at the new pizza restaurant in the High Street. Its opening offer is two pizzas for the price of one, but only after 6:30 every day. I'll book for 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Hope you can come. Hello, everyone. Lynn here. It's my birthday tomorrow, and I'm going to book a table for 12 of us at the new pizza restaurant in the High Street. Its opening offer is two pizzas for the price of one, but only after 6:30 every day. I'll book for 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Hope you can come.
Question 6. For what reason do the friends want to use the rail card? Why are they not successful?
We'd like a return train ticket for 4 children, please, using this special rail card.
You need an adult to travel with you if you use that special rail card.
Oh, but it says up to 4 children under 16 get a 33% reduction when using this card. And we're all still 15 years old.
Look at the small print too. It says, when accompanied by an adult.
We'd like a return train ticket for 4 children, please, using this special rail card.
You need an adult to travel with you if you use that special rail card.
Oh, but it says up to 4 children under 16 get a 33% reduction when using this card. And we're all still 15 years old.
Look at the small print too. It says, when accompanied by an adult.
That is the last of questions 1 to 6. In a moment, you will hear question 7. Now look at the questions for this part of the exam. Question 7. Listen to the following interview about a special World Cup football tournament and then complete the details below. You will hear the interview twice.
Hello and welcome to Sports Weekly. Today we have international sports commentator Arjen Smith with us in the studio. Arjen, welcome.
Thank you. Sports fixtures held worldwide play a large part in our lives nowadays, don't they?
Yes. We read about various World Cups and the Olympic Games and world athletic events in our newspapers. We watch the sports on TV and the internet and hear the commentaries on the radio as we drive to work in our cars.
We do indeed. Well, I'm here today to report on a tournament with a difference. It's the Homeless World Cup.
Tell us more.
Did you know that there are 1 billion homeless people in the world?
That's a huge amount.
Yes. And the Homeless World Cup exists to help stop this homelessness and to raise awareness of a basic human need, a home for everyone.
What a wonderful idea. When did this special World Cup start?
The first tournament took place in Graz, in Austria, in 2003. So 2012 will be our 9th tournament.
Do players from all over the world take part?
Oh, yes. The first event had 18 national teams. But the Melbourne Homeless World Cup tournament in Australia in 2006 hosted 56 national teams. In that year, we added a women's tournament too. The Homeless World Cup continues to grow.
Is that the idea?
Yes. The World Cup gives these people the chance to represent their country and can change their lives forever as a result of the training provided.
How do you prepare and train everyone?
We have football trainers in 70 countries working with over 30,000 homeless people throughout the year.
And does playing in the tournament change the lives of your players, do you think?
Oh, yes. We know from letters and emails that over 70% of the players change their lives for the better. They sometimes even go on to become professional players and football coaches.
Arjen, thank you for telling us about the Homeless World Cup. Where can we follow the tournament, please? Is it televised?
It's best to follow us on the internet at www.homelessworldcup.org or listen to Sports Weekly updates.
And how are the tournament and the training actually financed and supported?
Through publicity and fundraising. Football clubs in many countries play and host matches to support us.